With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire. In this edition of our daily news program, we feature a selection of stories covering a variety of topics. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, those stories from the Associated Press.
Across traditions and philosophies, love is generally defined as an ongoing choice that requires truthfulness and accountability. Some quote Shakespeare and Aristotle, some the Dalai Lama, and some the Bible when asked about what love means. Anka Verbe and Yari Jacobs from Brussels are visiting Paris, the city of love, and say love is less poetry and more persistence.
We were actually late, how early? So the communication is key.
Outside New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art, two tourists from London, Femisa Chavandari and Brian Murray, offer their own advice.
So like showing up for someone how you know they want to be loved.
Love can also mean loving thy neighbor, friend, family, your pet. So now you have to ask yourself, what does love mean to you? I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Don't jump in them.
That's the message from gold medalist Breezy Johnson at the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics after she and other athletes found their medals broke within hours.
I was jumping in excitement and it broke. I'm sure somebody will fix it. It's not like crazy broken, but it's a little broken.
Olympic organizers are investigating with maximum attention after a spate of medals falling off their ribbons during celebrations on the opening weekend of the Games. Following the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris, some medals needed to be replaced after athletes complained they were starting to tarnish or corrode. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Scientists are testing an entirely new way to fight heart disease, whether gene editing might offer a one-time fix for high cholesterol. It's very early-stage research that has been tried on only a few people so far. But gene editing approaches being developed by two companies show hints that switching off certain genes could dramatically reduce artery-clogging cholesterol. Cardiovascular disease is the nation's and the world's leading killer. For now, more research is still needed, so you should still take your medicine. When Patrick Marsh sat in the corner where his 8-year-old daughter Sarah's bunk had been at Camp Mystic in Texas, he says the view out the window landed like a gut punch. Marsh says all they had to do was walk uphill 50 yards on the 4th of July 2025, and they would have been safe. Now he and other grieving parents are pushing camp safety regulation bills back in their home states. The Sarah Marsh Heavens 27 Camp Safety Act in Alabama calls for tighter regulations like proper licensing, prohibiting cabins in floodplains, requiring camps to have weather radios, and a notification system that does not rely on cellular or internet service. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office's 10-year outlook projects worsening federal deficits and rising debt over the next decade, driven by increased spending on Social Security, Medicare, and debt service payments. The report also factors in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, higher tariffs, and immigration crackdowns. Those changes are projected to increase the deficit for 2026 by about $100 billion. Debt from 2026 to 2035 is expected to rise from 101% of GDP to 120%. The projections also indicate that inflation will not hit the Federal Reserve's 2% target rate until 2030. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A review by the AP found at least 24 ICE employees and contractors have been charged with crimes since 2020. The wrongdoing includes physical and sexual abuse and corruption. A sampling shows one abused his girlfriend for years. Another admitted he sexually abused a woman in his custody. A third charged with taking bribes. Most cases happened before Congress gave ICE $75 billion last year to hire more agents and detain more people. The Trump administration has emboldened agents by arguing they have absolute immunity. A spokesperson says ICE takes allegations of misconduct extremely seriously. I'm Julie Walker.
A new AP North poll shows that President Trump's efforts to seize control of Greenland have been divisive, even within his own party. The survey finds that about 7 in 10 U.S. adults disapprove of how the president is handling the issue of Greenland, while about 1 in 4 approve. Even Republicans aren't thrilled. About half don't like his attempts to turn Greenland into American territory. The 50% approval on Greenland represents Trump's lowest rating among Republicans on the list of key issues the poll surveys. That list includes the economy, immigration, and foreign policy. The Justice Department is suing Harvard. The lawsuit says the Ivy League school has refused to provide admissions records that the Justice Department demanded. The DOJ is trying to ensure that Harvard has stopped using affirmative action in admissions. The lawsuit says that Harvard has, quote-unquote, thwarted efforts to investigate potential discrimination. It's asking a judge to order the university to turn over the records. This is the latest salvo in President Trump's standoff with Harvard, which has faced billions of dollars in funding cuts and other sanctions after it rejected a list of demands from the administration last year. I'm Mike Hempen.
President Trump has pardoned five former NFL stars for crimes ranging from drug trafficking to perjury. There's running back Jamal Lewis, who served prison time in a drug case in the middle of his career.
Going day to day, that is a long time, and it gives you a lot of time to actually think.
Two other ex-stars who pleaded guilty to drug charges, Travis Henry and Nate Newton, were also pardoned, as was former Heisman Trophy winner and All-Pro Billy Cannon, who admitted to counterfeiting. Finally, Hall of Famer Joe Klecko.
In 1986, I was the highest paid defensive lineman in the league. I made $700,000.
The ex-Jet pleaded guilty to perjury after lying to a federal grand jury investigating insurance fraud. A key inflation measure hit a nearly five-year low last month. The government's consumer prices report shows inflation dropped to 2.4% in January compared to a year earlier, down from 2.7% in December. Apartment rental price growth slowed and gas prices fell, all offering some relief to Americans dealing with 5 years of sharp cost increases. Inflation is now not far off the Federal Reserve's 2% goal. If it gets closer, that could let the central bank cut its key interest rate. On a monthly basis, though, inflation shows signs of staying elevated, with consumer prices rising 0.2% in January from December. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The top lawyer for investment bank Goldman Sachs, Kathy Remler, is resigning after emails between her and Jeffrey Epstein showed a close relationship. Remler was also White House counsel in the Obama administration. Remler has called Epstein a monster in recent statements, but before he was arrested a second time for sex crimes in 2019, she called Epstein Uncle Jeffrey in emails and said she adored him. After she left the White House in 2014, Remler received several expensive gifts from Epstein, including luxury handbags and a fur coat. Epstein had already been convicted of sex crimes in 2008. I'm Donna Water.
When Shurat Barghouti opens the fridge in her home in the West Bank city of Tulkarem, it's empty. She says her children frequently go to bed hungry and are often sick. She hasn't paid rent in 2 years. The landlord has been trying to evict them and sometimes throws their belongings in the street. Barghouti says her husband has spent 5 months in prison for trying to climb the barrier to enter Israel for work. The couple, who did once work in Israel, are now both unemployed and around $14,000 in debt. She is among some 100,000 Palestinians whose work permits were revoked after Hamas's October 7th attack ignited the war in the Gaza Strip. But jobs are scarce and wages far lower in the occupied territory, where they face dwindling and dangerous options as the economic crisis deepens. But Israel says it's under no obligation to allow Palestinians to enter for work, and says it revoked the permits for security reasons. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Both Russia and Ukraine continue fighting and trading long-range strikes. Envoys from both sides will meet for a new round of U.S.-brokered talks. On Friday, officials in Moscow and Kyiv said the talks will take place in Geneva on Tuesday and Wednesday. Meanwhile, the push for a diplomatic settlement comes as Russian attacks keep hitting Ukrainian cities and the power grid. At the same time, Ukraine continues to send drones at targets inside of Russia. Earlier, U.S.-led peace efforts in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates failed to settle major issues, such as the future of occupied parts of eastern Ukraine. One of the world's largest logistics companies, DP World, is replacing a chairman named in the Jeffrey Epstein files. The announcement by the Dubai government's media office did not specifically name Sultan Ahmed bin Sulayem. However, the names of a new chairman, Essa Kazim, and CEO Yuvraj Narayan were announced. Those were both positions held by Sulayem. DP World has long been a pillar of the economy of the Middle Eastern city. The announcement comes a day after financial groups in Canada and the United Kingdom said they've paused future ventures with DP World after newly released emails showed a years-long friendship between Sulayem and Epstein. Some emails reference pornography, sexual massages, and escorts. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.